USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A few dozen Americans are sick, but the coronavirus is really doing a number on Wall Street. The Dow lost 879 points today after losing more than 1,000 points on Monday. At the closing bell, the Dow finished at 2781. During a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is prepared should an outbreak happen in the United States.
We do have in the Strategic National Stockpile ventilators. We have masks. We have
enough.
Well, of course not, or we wouldn't be asking for a supplemental to seek more money to procure more of that.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on their way back to the United States after a two-day visit to India, and seven Democratic presidential hopefuls will face off in a matter of hours in the next Democratic debate in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.